You're listening to a special Easter edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, a reflection of the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Oh yeah, my brothers and my sisters, this is it. I've been so excited. I've been waiting for it. Wait for it. It's Pentecost. Let the fire fall. Let's get this place going. Get amped. Get psyched. This is a big feast. It's an important feast. We should be excited. So pull out some red and let's get to it. Our first reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. You know the story, but you read it again. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 104, verse 1, and then verse 24, and then verses 29 through 31, and then verse 34. You should probably listen to that again because there's a lot of random verses there. Second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 through 7, and then verses 12 and 13. And our gospel from St. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. How do you even begin to talk about the importance of Pentecost, the birthday of our church, when the fire fell upon the apostles and the others who were gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, enabling them to speak in a new way, enabling the birthday of the church, for the gospel to be taken out, for the power to be filling the apostles and the early church leaders, so that all the wisdom that Jesus had dropped on them, all the gifts that he'd given them, all the insights he'd given them, now they're going to be empowered to go out and proclaim the gospel to the world. How do you even begin to encapsulate so much important stuff? You know, as Catholics, truthfully, we don't usually do a very good job really celebrating Pentecost or really living it out. And I'm not saying that to be indicting as a general term. I'm saying, like, you know, Pentecost is one of those things where, yeah, we pull out our red, we go to church, and it's just another Sunday for a lot of people. But Pentecost is a really big deal. And it's a really big deal on a lot of levels, not just because it's the birthday of the church, but Pentecost is about power. Pentecost is about God's Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, not just breath, not just wind, not just fire, not just a dove, a person. The love between the Father and the Son and the Son and the Father, so bold that it's a person. And that person of the Holy Spirit is often forgotten when we talk about God. That person of the Holy Spirit is sometimes seen as a lesser God than God the Father or Jesus Christ. And make no mistake, my brothers and my sisters, the Holy Spirit is not a lesser God. He's equal to the Father and to the Son. And the Holy Spirit is important. The Holy Spirit's how we have a church. The Holy Spirit's how we have the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit's how we have the sacraments. The Holy Spirit is how we actually can even proclaim that Jesus is Lord. It tells us in the second reading, we can't even say that Jesus is Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and my sisters, the truth is that all those gifts of the Spirit, all those fruits of the Spirit, all those things that we oftentimes feel like we lack or we pray for, they're already within you by the virtue of your baptism. And if you're confirmed, those gifts and fruits are within you. And what we have to do is get better at unleashing those gifts on a world who needs them. In this first reading, a lot of times what happens when you hear about Pentecost is that we focus on the what, the details of what happened. It was the time for Pentecost. Pentecost was a very important feast, an agricultural feast at that time of year and in that part of the world. So they were accustomed to celebrating Pentecost 50 days after Passover. And a lot of times we focus on the details. Well, there was a strong wind and it came and it filled the house and there were tongues of fire and the Holy Spirit enabled them to speak in different tongues. And all of a sudden we get into what was happening. The Jews from all the nations were there, again, for the feast, and they hear all these different languages and their own languages and they say, how is this possible? And then all of a sudden we get this big list of hard to pronounce cities and we focus on the details of the what, but we don't stop and consider the why. Think about this. Why did God send the Spirit? Why did the Spirit enable them to speak in this way? Why was God pouring out his love and these gifts on these people and in effect on the whole church? Why? Ask yourself this question. Why do you give someone a gift? Sometimes you give somebody a gift because, you know, you're obligated to do it. Well, you know, it's Mother's Day. Well, you know, it's Christmas. Well, you know, it's someone's birthday. It's boss's day or secretary's day or whatever. And sometimes people give a gift because they feel obligated. You know, you feel obligated to give a gift to a teacher at the end of the year or something. So sometimes gifts aren't really gifts. They're obligations. But then there's those times you give a gift just strictly because you love someone. And you give them a gift that you put thought into, you put effort into. You give them a gift that you know is going to bless their life, is going to help their life, is going to mean something to them. My brothers and my sisters, God never gives a gift out of obligation. God, who is love, only gives gifts out of love. And when he gives gifts, they always have a purpose. And the purpose that God gives with every gift is that we would become to know him better, and we would come to love like him better and come to love others better. And when God gives you a gift, he expects you and desires that you use it, that you serve with it, that you use that gift not to draw other people's attention back to you, but draw other people back to him. And Pentecost is absolutely no different. When God gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit, of power, of love, of joy, of peace, all the gifts and the fruits, when he gives the gift of his Holy Spirit, my brothers and my sisters, and he gives us that power, he wants us to use it. And he wants us to use that power and allow that power to be unleashed in us so that we would do what? We would renew the earth. We would lead people closer to him. And that's why in the responsorial psalm, you're going to see that it says, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. That's why in the second ring, we're talking about, look, there's different kinds of gifts. There's different kinds of service that when we're given a gift, we're supposed to use that gift to serve. And that's why, again, in the gospel, when he breathes out his Holy Spirit on the apostles and he gives them that peace, he says, look, I want you to serve with this peace. What he's going to say is, the sins you forgive are forgiven, the sins you retain are retained. This is not just about confession, although it is. This is Jesus giving his very power and authority to the sacramental priesthood that they would serve with it. They would serve and they would share the love of God in the remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins, so that people would be more like God. People would love more like God. People would live in the grace of God. My brothers and my sisters, when he gives us a gift, we're supposed to serve with it. And this Sunday, he gives us the gift and the power of not only the Spirit and not only the sacraments and the priesthood and reconciliation. He gives us the gift of the church. And what is the church supposed to do? The church is supposed to serve everybody, to serve slaves and free people, as it says in the second reading, Jews and Greeks. We are here to serve. We are here to lead people closer to Jesus Christ in every continent, in every conceivable language, in every corner of the world, and not just in foreign countries, in your own high schools, in your own homes, in your own offices. We're called to serve, to proclaim the goodness of Christ, the greatness of Christ, and to do so not by our own eloquence and words and not by our own power, but by the very power of God that he rains down on us and unleashes from within us every week. That's the reason we wear red. That's the reason we go to Mass on Pentecost. And that's the reason we celebrate the God who loves us so much that he gives us his very love and his very power so that all we do, we would do for his glory. That's a God who gives gifts worth giving. And that is why we go forward after Pentecost to share the gifts he gives us with everybody, those who think they deserve it and those who don't. May God bless you and may the Spirit overflow in you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.